welcome back to the Fortnightly podcast. I'm your host, Falcon Hunter, and I'm here with Commander 24 and Britboy 96.
Hello!
Hi!
V2340 is here, so let's thank the bus driver and jump right into this. Star Wars has returned to Fortnite with the biggest Star Wars collab we've had so far. Anakin Skywalker, Padme Amidala, and like two different clone trooper skins are currently in the item shop. There's two extra free clone trooper skins that you can pick up in a battle, like an additional battle pass, as well as Darth Maul and a bunch of other Star Wars cosmetics. It is this collab is loaded. It is probably the best collab we've had so far.
I think it's the best collab. Yeah. They need to keep this like way in this game, like every day.
This collab's like my loadout.
Yeah.
That's like after raiding the vault at Mega City. Yours stacked out.
Yeah, this collab is pretty stacked. I mean, there's a bunch of quests to do and challenges. And there's even more additional ones, depending if you've looked into them or not. But there's even additional ones on Discord that get you extra wraps as well that are Star Wars themed. Like, this is one ram-packed amount of goodies, for especially for an update. But I think every season needs a collab like this level that comes in halfway through, because I think it's the perfect time in. I was getting, like, everyone was just about to get bored of this season, and then, bam,
imagine,
there's something good and fun to do.
That's what I was going to say.
Imagine a literal come in full Star Wars season. I'd buy the battle pass, buy the whole item shop.
I don't think you need, like, a full season that's just like Star Wars. Like, I think the way they've done it this time
around.
Season,
so I think
we did have a whole Marvel season.
And a DC season as well.
Yeah, there wasn't a full DC season. There was just, they've done one character for DC. They've never done, like, a full DC battle pass. Yeah,
there should be, like, a full DC
I think Star Wars.
After the Marvel one, they pretty much said that they weren't ever going to do any more seasons that were like just one crossover.
Then they did the Spider-Man.
That wasn't like the whole battle pass.
Spider-Man.
It was like you had Spider-Man was the 100th skin, and you had the mystery skin, which was Prowler. But like all the rest of the battle pass were Fortnite originals.
Star Wars has just had too many like just little bits. So I think they need to put the cherry on the cake and just put a whole season. No,
then, it would be cool if they did like a season start from May 4th that was just Star Wars. But I think I like the way they've
done this time. A Yoda back bling where he's holding onto your back and he's like hanging off one of your shoulders.
No, imagine
like the way he did with
when you get a kill, he says, "May the Force be with you."
A baby Yoda back bling there.
We already got one.
Yeah, but it flies like up near your shoulder, and then when you emote, it copies your emote in like a smaller emote.
I don't know. It does different emotes.
When you kill someone, then you dance on their dead body.
Imagine baby Yoda doing the default dance.
But yeah, all of this has came via what Fortnite are referring to, the Find the Force event. So there's a whole little separate tab when you log into Fortnite that is basically just this mini little battle pass that is all the Star Wars cosmetics, plus there's additional ones in the item shop. But the challenges for this, the Find the Force event, have been pretty easy, to be fair. There's like land 5 times, which is basically just play 5 matches.
Find the Force, I have Force in my hand.
You have to run like X amount of meters in during night. Interact with all 3 portals.
I love
them. But we'll get into the portals before you're already like, "What do you mean portals?"
Yeah, we're just going about to get into that.
In fact, we'll get straight into that. So obviously Star Wars is back. What does that mean? The lightsaber mythics are back, but this time with a twist. So instead of them coming out of chests and stuff like that, this
like
time
the holo chest kind of thing.
Yeah,
I hate holo chests.
This time, the only way to get the lightsabers is there are 3 different particular types of like Jedi holograms around the map. Well, 2 Jedi, 1 Sith. So you've got Darth Maul, Anakin Skywalker, and Obi-Wan Kenobi. One shows as green, one shows as blue, one shows as red. And you go and interact with them. A portal opens up, kind of like the portals that we saw. I can't remember the season that had all the hunters in it.
Bounty Hunters.
Yeah, the Bounty Hunter season. It was chapter 2, season 8.
It was seven? When Mando was in.
Yeah, the Mandalorian skits.
Oh, I remember thing. Predator as yeah. well.
But that sort of curved portal opens and you go through to one of three Star Wars destinations.
Oh, and in the Primal season, return. There was those portals as well in the video bit before it started up. Like, you go follow that butterfly through the portals and change into different skins.
Oh, I remember
that. Yeah, that's from the Hunter. That was the end of the Mando skin.
Oh, yeah.
See,
the portals with Anakin, I think it's before he turns into a Sith.
So it's Anakin Skywalker. So basically, they've picked a little specific era of Star Wars for this time. So the last one we had
was the dark side. Yeah,
well, it was set at the same time the Obi-Wan sort of series was. So you're talking Empire is about
the
this
Empire
time.
Empire Strikes Back.
Basically. Yeah, well, not Empire Strikes Back. It's like pre Star Wars episode four, just like early Empire stages
Anakin's
when the
Darth
TV
Vader.
Show was.
Now we've
yeah.
gone back.
But this time, yeah, the era of Star Wars we're interacting with this time is specifically the Clone Wars. So,
oh, I love the Clone Wars.
I'm kind of hoping that means at some point we're going to get like a Commander Obi-Wan skin that's got like the clone trooper padding that Obi-Wan had during the Clone Wars animated series, but I'm not going to say we need more stuff after we just got a shed load of goodies. So, maybe next year.
Imagine a reference to the high ground.
Yeah.
Like rocks over lava.
Hold on. When it gets to references, there's some loads of leaks and rumors when it comes to references.
I
so basically.
We should have the high ground scene in there.
Yeah.
No, in the trailer, they. For the new seasons, if they ever make like a whole Star Wars season and the theme's all about Star Wars, they could have the high ground scene in the trailer.
Imagine it
so cool.
In the middle of the map, and then one side's the dark side and the other's the light side. Yeah, the rebellion.
So basically, get back to where we were. There's these three different types of portals. One is Anakin, one is Obi, one is Darth Maul. And if you interact with them, you go through this portal, you don't see what's on the other side. It's like a little weird cutscene. You come back, you have a lightsaber, and this time, some Force Mythics powers that are attached to it. So there's basically three lightsabers. One's green, which is Obi-Wan's. Don't know why Obi-Wan's mainly is blue, but in the Clone Wars he did carry a green saber. So Clone Wars, it was in Attack of the Clones, he has the green lightsaber because his has been taken off of him and they throw him a random one.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, he's got the green lightsaber all of a sudden. You've got Anakin's obviously got his standard blue one, Darth Maul's got a red one. And before everyone's all like, wait, doesn't Darth Maul have a double-sided one?
Yeah.
No, it's not. It is his single lightsaber.
Which is sad.
Yeah, it's the one post-it being split in two in Phantom Menace. So we're talking really real Clone Wars reference to the animated series. It's just a one-sided lightsaber.
Make it a double-sided.
Because in Phantom Menace, he gets cut in half and he never repairs it. And there's an animated series. So he doesn't appear in Star Wars Episode 2. But between Star Wars Episode 2 and Star Wars Episode 3, there was an animated series called Clone Wars, which is currently available on Disney Plus, and I suggest going to check it out.
Yeah,
don't sue me, Disney. But Darth Maul sort of appears in that, and so do. Look, there's a bunch of stuff in it, but you've got like the Mandalorian people are there, and you've got like Darth Maul doing not so much Darth Maul Sith stuff, but Darth Maul stuff. And you meet his brother, and like it explains everything basically. But yeah, his lightsaber is a reference to that. So if you accept Obi-Wan's Jedi training and you gain the use of Force Push, which basically pushes objects and players away, so you can push an object like further away from where you are. If you interact with Anakin's, well, it pops up the prompts, but the same way that all mythics do, RT and LT.
Oh. The shooting buttons.
Yeah. If you accept Anakin Skywalker's Jedi training, you learn to use the Force Pull object, which allows you to bring objects or people towards you, so you could bring in an opponent from far and then strike them with saber. And if you interact with Darth Maul's training, you get the ability to use Force the force to throw, so you can like pick things off the ground and throw it. There's a cool little animation where you like rip up the floor, but you can do it to like cars and things if you're aiming at them. So you aim at the item, you pick it up, and you can lob it at them, which is kind of fun.
Lob.
But as well as the return of the lightsabers, we have a new Star Wars mythic, which is the DC-15 blaster.
Oh, I've heard about it.
So it's basically the clone trooper. It is effectively the E-11. It just shoots a little slower. It's not got as much of a fire rate, but the bullet drift isn't.
Oh, so it's blaster like, drift isn't it's like intense. My typing on a computer then.
Yeah. but yeah, that's the clone trooper gun. It's relatively easy to find. There's little drop points that are this time, obviously, Republic instead of Empire. But they have the same look, and they're randomly. There's like one just outside Slappy. There's one up by Shattered, and I can't remember where the third one is. Are you guys happy to see the new gun?
Yeah. Star Wars is my favourite thing.
Nice.
Marvel's like the second.
Star Wars is interesting.
I was dreading the E-11 coming back, so I'm really glad they like changed the time zone of Star Wars they were using and went with the DC-15.
Is the E-11 that one that shoots those red laser things?
It's the one that the Stormtroopers had last year.
No wonder the E-11 is so trash, because that's probably why Stormtroopers are always trash.
Yeah. I think it was to play into that. That's why it had so much bullet drift.
I think their epic was meant to give them aimbot, but then their
thing just
failed.
We're not talking about in Fortnite. We're talking about in the movies that they have trash aim.
Even in Fortnite,
they had trash aim.
Are you playing the same game as me? I kept getting killed by the troopers. But yeah, on top of all of this so far, there's even more additional stuff. So starting from May 4th at 11 a.m. ET, you can unlock the Coruscant Pride Wrap, which is a special clone trooper looking wrap, and via Discord. And all you have to do for 15 minutes or more, you just go live and screen share on your Fortnite game on Discord to at least one Discord friend. So if you're in a Discord server, you literally just go into your call and into the call, and you can go live and share it. And now that you can Discord call anybody that you've got as a contact, you don't necessarily need to be in a server with a designated channel for it. You can just do it in normal Discord chat. That makes it even easier. But yeah, starting from May 4th at 11 a.m. all you got to do is live stream to a friend.
You have to do it on 11 a.m.
No, it's starting from then. I can't remember when it runs, but you just use Discord to stream to a friend.
Hopefully it's at least not before 3.
I don't know. It's like, May 4th at 11 a.m. is when the feature goes live.
Yeah.
So basically, you stream for 15 minutes. After the 15 minutes, you'll receive a link through your Discord account. You click the link, and it takes you to a page where you can log into your Epic Games account, and the wrap will be added to your Fortnite locker.
How do you even do the Discord thing?
So Discord's like an app, but if you're on like Xbox or PC, and I think PlayStation have it now, you can just, there's an app you can have that's on there. Like, you can, somewhere on my screen you'll see the advert for it, but you can just connect your Discord account up to your gaming account, because Discord's like designed for it's like a social media service that's mainly aimed at like internet people, so people that do a lot of Reddit lot of gaming.
Like Speed?
No, like
Ninja.
Gaming people.
Like typical gamer.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he has a Discord server for his fan group. But basically, it's like, it's a form of social media that's not quite like any other social media. It sort of runs more
smoothly.
Not more smoothly. It's much more
creamy.
Coder based. You like, people have to code things for you to be able to do features. Not all servers will be the same. It depends on the coding capabilities of the server runner. So you can have things that have like bots in them that you can interact with. And Fortnite quite regularly, if you've not downloaded Discord, get it, because Fortnite quite regularly do subtle Discord quests through their official Fortnite, or like each of the countries have their own Fortnite page. So Fortnite France, they get them all the time. I'm in the French server just for these Discord challenges, because you get like free wraps, free cosmetics, free sprays. because they do the Fortnite quests, really, like the French Fortnite server get loads of quests. Like the other servers only get like one or two a year, but France basically just get one every single season. They're like, and here's the quests. And all you've got to do is
just take them all.
Yeah, you just either copy it and post it into Google Translate, or if you're talented enough to be able to read French, then you just read it. Or if you're
French
like me,
confusing.
And you just for some reason can look at a language and slowly understand it if you stare at it for 5 hours.
No, if you search on Google I've done so many
French written Fortnite challenges now that I can pretty much read any challenge in Fortnite that's written in French and understand it and not have to Google it once. It's quite entertaining. I wouldn't ever be able to speak the language. Wouldn't ever be able to read it with anything else, but if it's a Fortnite challenge, my brain just translates it. Moving on to the next bit. So there's a bunch of new augments added back in.
So we're going to get into augments now, which is great. So first we've got Tracker's Armory, which grants you a flare gun and shadow tracker pistol.
That's brilliant for people that miss Shakedown.
Yeah, I miss Shakedown. I think it was such a good feature.
Yeah, it's a shame they got rid of it.
There's also Desperate Reload, which helps your pistol will reload faster when reloaded with an empty clip.
So if you use up all your magazine, it will then reload faster. Because I know quite a lot of people have twin mags and they like, when you get to the second one, you shoot a few bullets and then reload it anyway, just so you've got the double magazines. Because if you get reloaded, caught like in a fight with the clip swap, it's a pain. So a lot of people clear them out, but that's the same sort of concept. You just run the clip all the way down instead of reloading every time you do a shot.
Yeah. So we've also got Steady Hands, which your marksman rifle, which is basically
a DMR, yeah.
Because I used to be confused, like when you killed someone in the vault or in a match and it said you killed so-and-so with a marksman rifle.
Yeah, it can be a bit confusing at times, yeah. Can't it?
Your marksman rifle will have reduced recoil.
So that's like the shoot back of the gun for anyone that doesn't know.
Yeah. SMG sign off. The last three bullets of your SMG magazines will deal bonus damage.
Yeah,
I think we've had an augment before like it.
Yeah, there was something similar. It was a pistol one. I can't think what it was. Pistol amp?
Yeah. No.
No, pistol amp was the bigger magazine.
Yeah.
There was one of them that was like the first. Oh, it was on the AR. Your first three bullets of the first bullet of your AR clip would do more damage. It's like an AR. It was last season's.
So along with these new reality augments, four make their return. Ooh, these are good. First Assault.
That's the one I was thinking of. That's the one that gives you the first few shots of your assault rifle do extra damage.
Bush Warrior.
Yes, I love Bush Warrior.
Forecast. Love it.
That's also brilliant. Don't have to pay for it anymore.
Mythic Munition.
For anyone that doesn't remember, that's the gold pistol one that everyone loved. Mythic pistol. So goodbye anybody that doesn't like being spammed or doesn't have a solution to being spammed, because you're out of the game.
Have all of these in your game and you could win it.
I'm so glad Bush Warrior's back. It has been a struggle without that weapon. After getting that and getting used to it and then it going, I was like, no!
I didn't even realise it went.
Oh, I did. I felt it very brutally. I always used to just shuffle to get that like a thousand times. Never kept
gold.
Don't
even care if I've only got 10 gold. I'll just go right through that.
Oh, literally, yeah. Like I would start the day with 5,000 gold, and by the time I got off the game, I would have no gold because I've used it all shuffling to get to Bush Warrior in every match.
So the Force abilities, Jedi Padawan and Sith Apprentice lightsabers, and DC-15 blasters are currently not included in arena or tournaments.
Tournaments. So that's like your FNCS, because that's what ongoing at the moment. Coming up. So basically...
So it's basically not in any...
Any of the competitive matches.
Any competitive matches,
which is good, because you know, it allows people that want to play competitive to play competitive and enjoy it.
Yeah.
But if you want to get used to using the weapons, you can come out. But they have stated that after the FNCS major...
Yes, they're going to add it back.
Yeah, it's major two, isn't it? Concludes, which is happening at the moment or this weekend, one of the two. But if you don't know what FNCS is, because I don't think we've got too much into it.
Yeah.
Basically, Fortnite competitive is where all the crazy players like, what's his name, Xenos or what? Currently the best in the world, isn't he? Or considered one of the best. It's where they all play, and it is literally just insane. Some of the shots from the players in FNCS is crazy.
Yeah.
We might have to, like, well, we don't really cover too much of it, but if you would like, if this does appeal to you and you want to hear more about competitive Fortnite, go check out, I think there's a podcast called The Fortnite Podcast. It's pretty much the main one you'll find. If you don't already listen to it, that is their main subject, is FNCS. They talk all the the big official teams and what they do. And the guys that run it pretty much are the commentator team for FNCS. They're always up on their TikTok page. They're like the main guys.
They're basically what started us in all this.
But there's some big content creators. If you don't already follow them, go do. I suggest it. They're funny. They know what they're on about. They've got some good connections within Epic and the Fortnite community. So shout out to them. Not that they need it.
So Reboot Royale has returned with 4 free cosmetics up for grabs. So make sure to grab a friend that's been absent from Fortnite this season to jump back and earn the rewards. So
basically, it's a few quests. They're like, they get so many kills with a person or play so many matches with a person. And the person you're playing with basically can't have played, I think it's more than like 3 hours of Battle Royale in the last month. So if you've got a friend that hasn't picked up Fortnite in 3 months or hasn't played at all, get them to log in, because it'll be easy and you both get the awards for simple challenges. They don't even have to play the match. If it runs anything like last season's Reboot Royale, all they have to do is be in the lobby, basically. They load in and then back out of the match straight away, and you both get the rewards for it. Or at least the person
playing
the match
does.
So they
don't even have to play.
Well, they don't have to play for you to get the award, as long as you load into the match with them and they back out. Because I did it with the bot, with my bot account.
Yeah.
Because my bot account doesn't technically play BR, because it doesn't play the full match, I backed it out and didn't even realise that I'd done all the Reboot Royale challenges with him. I was like, bonus? Best concept ever.
So there's some major bug fixes, which is good. They fixed an issue where large rocks on the islands were not providing as many materials as intended when harvested. So it's
really good they figured that out, because some of the locations were really grinding my gears when it came to harvesting.
Yeah.
So stone harvesting needed to be fixed. They've also fixed the issue where using ODM gear would sometimes cause a player to fly even if no longer using the item. I hadn't experienced that.
If it dies on you, so if you swing like up in the air, it dies on you in the air, you'd still fly until you landed, but you wouldn't take full damage.
Oh, that's good that you wouldn't take full damage, but I guess that's a bit of a glitch to exploit, isn't it? Black blings are no longer appearing detached on the high wire outfit.
So, it used to look like her hologram back on any back bling. Say you had Ruby's backpack, it would be like hovering off. It would be like hovering off her back and not attached like every other skin.
I'm not going to lie, I hadn't noticed that, mainly because I haven't ran a single one of this season's skins.
I think just any skin is fine, but it's good that they fixed that. So we've also got, Epic Games have also fixed an issue where the starter island timer did not go down properly.
Oh, I think that's like, nice, because it used to just randomly jump. You'd be like 40 and then it's like 20.
Yeah, that happened to me once when I was learning to imagine. It started on 40, then it went down to 3.
Yeah, like just, like we're not talking conventional going down. Like literally it's at one number, then it is suddenly at the next number. Yeah. And it's like not to the next number after
it's
that.
It's not
digit.
Even 1 second, it's yeah. millipoint 359.
Because what's the point in giving me, you've got X amount of seconds until you're on the bus, and then changing it? Because it can't, like, you look at it and you're like, oh, I've got, you know, a minute 20 to go grab a drink. You know, you get out as soon as you pass the door of your room. It's like, oh, no, we're on the battle bus. But I'm glad they fixed that.
Because I don't mind it going from 20, then saying the battle bus is ready to go. But going from, say you're at 50 and then it goes round down to 10. Like, that's just really annoying. So they've also fixed an issue that caused a long load time to occur when entering a match with the DirectX 12 rendering mode enabled. So I don't know what that is, but...
So trucks and tree branches no longer appear to move erratically while playing Fortnite on mobile or PC performance mode.
So is that like glitching?
Yeah, it's like the crazy glitches.
If they
glitches,
glitch
where
in
like,
the ground and then they're like...
Yeah, you get it every now and then they're like fall over and then for some reason they'll be like waving like crazy arms or something.
For some reason the old the rocks from Shattered Slabs, the purple ones, if it lands in water it actually bounces on it.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of science, like the kinetic waves from the rock shock makes it bounce off the water. So the majorest bug fix, I don't know if that's a real word.
It's not, I think they've made that up. But the infinite dab emote wasn't looping for 15 hours when performed in the lobby. This has now been fixed and it now loops for
16 hours.
Yeah.
So now we're moving on to rumours and leaks.
By gosh, we have a few. Before we get into rumours and leaks, let's just talk about one of the map updates, because I always forget to mention these. Rails have now been added at Shattered.
Ooh.
They were added to Salty not too long ago. Slappy, sorry, I don't know why I keep calling it Salty.
Salty Shores.
Yeah, I keep calling everything here like Steamy Springs. The amount of times I've been like, let's go Steamy Stacks when I mean Steamy Springs is unreal. But yes, the Grime Rails are now at Shattered Slabs.
Ooh, nice.
I think it's only on like the bit where the reboot station is. They're that side I've seen them so far. I haven't checked on the far side to see if they're that end too, but yeah, we've now got the Grime Rails, which is awesome.
Okay, back to rumours and leaks. Two new Spider-Man related skins are coming this season, maybe.
Most likely. So there's been data added relating to a Spider-Gwen NPC, the skin that we already have that was the battle level 100 battle pass skin last chapter.
Last chapter, the chapter before.
No, it was last chapter. Last chapter
was with Evie and...
No, not last season, last chapter. So
oh, yeah,
with the
last
chrome,
chapter,
it was
yeah,
like
last...
not vibing, but the one after that, I think.
No, it was the one with the chrome, I think.
Yeah, it was the chrome. No, it was chrome. It was
chrome. So, as well as a new web shooter codenamed Fearless Flight, I think, so I'm thinking it's going to have some sort of attack.
Feature, yeah. I think it's going to have like a pull-in sort of like...
Well, imagine it has like some like web gliders embedded, like kind of like a parachute.
Oh, kind of like the old Batman mythic where the...
Yeah, and then and you had like web wings that you could glide along.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And what then
do you
shoot
mean
webs.
Like Spider-Man mythic?
So yeah. There was a Batman mythic that was basically a grapple hook.
In Gotham City.
Yeah, it was a grapple hook that then made you deploy your glider, but it was the Batman glider that you deployed. I reckon this, because it says Fearless Flight, it might be something similar where you like zip up with the web shooter and then fly off, maybe. Or potentially, if somebody's misspelled flight for fight and it's like an attack feature. Kind of like the ODM gear now, but then I guess that's too similar to ODM, isn't it?
Oh yeah, they might have accidentally added the L.
Do you know, what was I going to say? The Spider-Man suit that has like the little web wings under it.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
It could be like that, like the Mythics are folded up suit on the in like a box hidden.
A bag, Spider-Man backpack.
Like yeah, and then open it up and then you get, it puts the suit on for you by, you spin like the Superman thing.
Yeah, it could be like the
Superman. Like that, and then you're in it, and then the web wings
are like underneath. Yeah, that'd be cool.
But, so, there are two skins that are currently codenamed Hero and Menace.
Ooh.
Now, the interesting bit is, obviously, Hero insinuates that it's the main main version of Spider-Man.
Ooh,
so we've already got Peter Parker.
Don't need him.
So we're not going to have a fourth Peter Parker skin.
We have Tom Holland.
Yeah, that's what I mean. We've got four Peter Parkers already. We're definitely not going to get another Peter Parker unless Epic actually wants to annoy everybody. So that's most likely blatantly going to be Miles Morales. We can rule that pretty much out of the obvious. So we're pretty much guaranteed a Miles Morales skin this season.
Hero is Miles Morales. Menace, since the new Spider-Man movie's coming out, I think it's Spider-Man 2099.
It could be, because he's meant to be the antagonist of that movie, supposedly. But I've got some more speculation.
Speculation.
So, speculation o'clock, take this with a pinch of salt. Brit Boy's going to throw out some random curves. So I was, like, after I saw the Menace bit, I was like, you know what, I'm going to go look at as many Spider-Man through the Spider-Verse leaks as I could possibly find. Let's see if we can narrow down who the character's going to be. And appearing in the movie is Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah.
This is like public knowledge, so I'm not going through anything that's not quite easy to find on the internet. This isn't any spoilers for the movie. So Green Goblin supposedly meant to be in it, but we already have a Green Goblin skin, so I doubt it's going to be the movie
Goblin's
version of Green Goblin.
Sucks.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So does the skin.
It's not great. They didn't do that character much justice. But the other Spider-Man villain that is appearing without any surprises is Vulture, and we don't have a Vulture skin.
But and then I think his wings will be his back bling, because I don't think it will be attached on the skin, because it will be like way too big.
Yeah, and the interesting thing is there's no glider in this pack.
Yeah,
it would frustrate me if you've got the wings as a back bling, but they didn't make a glider, especially when they're providing three black back blings.
Like, what?
Why would you
even
do three
skins?
Yeah, exactly. So we've got three back blings, but only two skins.
Maybe back blings it means two, but with one of them has a different style.
Yeah, it could be, or it could be three different back blings. One of them are for... What, two of them are for one character? So it could be that Miles Morales has got two different ones, like a black some sort of logo, or then maybe like a rucksack like they gave the other Spider-Man. So this Hero Menace pack contains two skins, three back blings, one emote, two pickaxes, two emojis, one spray.
Ooh.
Random combination.
Two, three, one, two, two, one.
Huh? Maybe it's a code. No, I just wrote that down in random order. But the movie comes out on June 2nd, so that's roughly the time I'm predicting we're going to see these Spider-Man skins pop up. I mentioned about the Vulture being in and Green Goblin skin.
Reboot Royale, we've talked about that.
Yeah. So Epic Games, this is another rumour. So Epic Games appears to be working on an armoured car that will have NPCs on it that spawn like in the truck. Whether this will come out this update or whether it will come out within this season in the next update, or whether they'll save this till next season or a future update is unseen at the moment, but it sounds like they're going to rock around like a group of them in the car. Whether they'll be friendly or foe, nobody know. That wasn't meant to rhyme as badly as it did. It wasn't intended to rhyme in term at all.
I think we talked about NPCs driving cars. We said about like the ice cream truck. And they're
being driven
like,
around, like physically moving around the map.
I think
they have got better at it. to be fair, because you can get NPCs that now join you in the car, and obviously the
so it's definitely building up.
Oh, like the polar bear guy.
Yeah, you can get him get in your car, but there'll be armored cars. It'll be interesting to see if you can kill off those NPCs and take the car, or whether you can hire them maybe to follow you around in a car.
Or maybe they drive. Maybe there'll be you know how you can tell NPCs what to do now. Maybe you have to give them gold for them to. So you mark anywhere on the map where you want to go.
Yeah,
and they'll drive you there.
But you have to give them gold.
Or it could be like the high guard bosses that we have at the moment. Maybe they're just going to leave their locations and travel more around the map. Because notice how they have a key symbol on them on the map?
Yeah.
And you can see it on the big map as well. Maybe they're going to do something bigger with that concept, that the key could be anywhere on the map, moving anywhere in this armored car, and you've got to go get them out of the car and get the key.
Imagine if tasks for so there's robbers and you have to chase them to get and you have to help the police as Spider-Man to help them get.
Oh, I hadn't even thought of it as that. As if you're Spider-Man, it's part of Spider-Man quests.
Yeah,
they could be people in a vehicle that you need to stop.
That you need to stop with your webs.
Oh, I hadn't even considered that.
Well, imagine
if you're a genius, Commander.
Oh, damn.
So, moving on to the next leak after that. So, there is more evidence of the jungle bio leak that we mentioned last week. Because a item in the files has been spotted that is basically reads character_jungleboss_NPC.
Jungle
boss. We're blatantly getting a boss for this jungle POI.
Am I forgetting...
Bio, sorry.
Is it King Louis?
No, from Madagascar.
What do you mean?
That's the guy from Madagascar, isn't it?
It's King Julian.
King Julian. Am I thinking of?
I mean the guy from Jungle Book.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that monkey guy. I'm either getting monkey vibes or I'm getting King from Tekken 7 vibes.
Yeah.
With the leopard head and.
Or it could just be some really, tropical thunder looking guy. No, before everybody thinks Robert Downey Jr., no, that's not a Robert Downey Jr. reference.
And I'm thinking of him with a t-shirt that gives off dad vibes.
No, imagine if it's a Jonesy again, because pretty much every skin's...
Yeah, basically every skin's Jonesy.
It's a Jonesy, and then it's a Jonesy return, and he's just the fattest guy in the world.
They bring back the fat Jonesy skin, and then it's kind of Thor.
No, but he's really fat, bigger than 17 boulders. With some water. And his t-shirt says, the big daddy.
But overall, that pretty much wraps up all the information from this update. We've covered most of the rumours, the big Spider-Man one. We've talked about the new augments, the bugs they've fixed, and covered most of Star Wars. What do you guys think to this update then? Rate it out of 10.
10,000.
I agree. I think this is the best update we've had all season.
Infinity. I like you!
Yeah, I think this is one of the best updates we've had in a long time. Definitely in the last two chapters. The last two, the Attack on Titan collab was cool.
Trash.
And
it actually only had 3 skins.
Lol.
Yeah, they've not done much of that. I thought they were going to give it the Dragon Ball treatment. But with the rumoured Doctor Who thing having a tab, is it going to run the same way they've ran this Star Wars one? Because if they're going to do collabs like this now and then smaller collabs in between, so you're going to have a mega collab each season with little collabs going on in the background, that would be awesome. I totally buy into that. Epic Games, take my money.
I will pay you if you give us a Star Wars season.
No, I'll pay you if you make us icon skins. And give us t-shirts that say the Fortnite podcast.
So you're gonna pay them to put a skin out so they can make more money.
Yeah, so they can.
No, but then
Sony just won't charge them for the skins again.
So So,
I think we need more than 20 people to listen to this podcast before anyone's going to get an icon skin. Yeah, which, so I mean, like, you should suggest this to your friends.
Yeah, share this to your friends, your family, anyone who loves Fortnite. So, this is good.
But yeah, overall, brilliant update. I'm so glad. 10 out of 10. Well done, Epic Games. Congratulations. You've fixed your bad update record. We'll give you a round of applause for that one.
We'll give you a golden play button. Yeah. Wait, I know what we can do. We'll give you the golden Fortnightly podcast plaque. No, let's give him...
The only people that can earn it are Epic Games, because it's the only game we talk about. But you've got to earn it.
So, make sure you share this with your friends.
Drop this episode a like, I cannot speak, or give us a rating on either Spotify or Apple iTunes. Not iTunes, it's Apple Podcasts these days, or basically wherever you're listening to us.
Make sure you also comment on any of these if you can, and we may give you a shout out.
And share if you're nice on Twitter or Facebook and tag us in it.
If you're nice, please...
tell us who your favourite one of us is.
Yeah, and we'll give you a shout out in our next episode.
Thank you so much for listening. I've been Britboy.
I've been Commander24.
I've been Falcon Hunter.
This has been the Fortnightly Podcast. Thank you and goodbye.
May the winds be with you.
May you have a nice day.